From the Earnings Report Room, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. Southwest Airlines, like all publicly held companies, report earnings to our shareholders four times a year. Our president, chairman of the board, and CEO, Gary Kelly, recently went on CNBC to be interviewed about those earnings. I recorded Gary as he's doing that, but I do not have the audio of the host asking the questions. Even if I had, I couldn't play it because it's copyrighted material, so I will be paraphrasing the questions, and you could just pretend that I'm the host of a basic cable news outlet. So, Gary, what are you so excited about here? I'm looking at your comments, and things are a lot better.
Oh, man, what a difference a year makes. So, well, we're excited because we have record earnings again, and everything is hitting on all eight cylinders. So we're very excited about our third quarter results and very excited about our future.
Well, it used to be that a lot of times Southwest was profitable and maybe not everyone else was profitable. Now the industry as a whole is profitable for a lot of different reasons. You even talk about the outlook for October is excellent and sustained momentum, especially for what is considered a weaker season, right?
Well, it's just, you know, what a difference a year makes, first of all. But our people have done a fantastic job of running a great airline. We have excellent operations. We have outstanding customer service. So that's fundamental to everything that we do. But obviously, we've tried to do a lot of things to grow our revenues. Our revenues were up almost 20% year over year in the quarter. And adjusting for capacity, our unit revenues were up 16.1%. So we've done a number of things to continue to optimize our flight schedule, move airplanes where they're more popular with customers. We've added four new cities in 2009 that have come online very strong. Huge gains in the Denver market, as an example. So we've just done a number of things to fine-tune our revenue production, and obviously it's paying very handsome dividends for us.
I'm wondering, when you see a behemoth like UAL and Continental, and initially you might think of this as a threat to Southwest, but is it really, or does it help? Because when two get together, maybe get rid of some of the overlap and capacity, and when it comes down to it, you might have fewer routes. It may be good for the entire industry.
Well, I think when you know, when the legacy carriers talk about consolidation, yeah, that does create opportunities for Southwest Airlines, because what they do is they combine you know, their route networks and they reduce flights, and that creates opportunities for us to add flights. On the other hand, we are a growth company. We'll be adding flights over the next several years, adding airplanes, adding jobs. So absolutely, that's an opportunity for us. At the same time, they're huge companies, and it's a brutally competitive industry. So we have to be very, very mindful of that and very humble about that, and always strive to improve ourselves so that we can compete effectively with these very, very large airlines.
Gary, when you look into next year, what does your crystal ball look like for revenue and demand, putting aside the fuel equation?
Well, I think from a macro perspective, we're continuing to remain cautious about the economy. You know, the job picture has not been good, and we're not ready to predict that that will improve in 2011. So from a domestic industry perspective, we're assuming that demand will continue to improve for air travel, although at a pretty modest rate. For Southwest Airlines, though, we've had a wonderful run here over the last several years of shifting customers over to Southwest, and I think that's going to continue. So we see very healthy revenue momentum at Southwest Airlines that will, I think, will continue to outperform the rest of the industry. The main thing for next year, from my perspective, is just what will fuel costs be? You know, just a blip up in fuel costs could add a hundred or hundreds of millions of dollars in extra fuel expense. So that's our main concern in terms of 2011.
We've had some calls on the street for $100 crude by the end of the year. Does that seem out of line to you?
Not based on what we've seen. You know, the range in recent weeks has been near $70 a barrel, and now we're up over $80 a barrel all of a sudden. So it's anybody's guess where we do end up at the end of the year. I think if the dollar weakens in particular, there's a lot of concern that that will put pressure on commodity prices and oil prices in particular. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities. I hope it's not that high. We're 65% hedged next year to protect against that. But it would sure be better if prices remain where they are.
About bags, why does everyone else need to charge? And how do you keep margins where they are? It just seems too good to be true that you don't charge for bags when everyone else has to.
Well, I think every company wants to be different, and they hope to be remarkably different and offer something customers that they want. Customers hate these nickel and dime fees, and of course, bag fees are well beyond nickels and dimes. So we win more customers. It just takes winning one customer, and you pay for 15 bags the way they charge for bags. So it's worked extraordinarily well for us. We've set revenue records four straight quarters. We may set another record here again in the fourth quarter. So I think our strategy is working, and it's working very, very well.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Well, that does it. It's back. I'm back to me now. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.